Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
Welcome to XM.com for the Market Common Podcast for Wednesday, March 6th by Marios Hatzkyriakos. I'm Christina Marujos. Gold prices cruised to new record highs on Tuesday, extending a blistering rally that has seen the precious metal gain over 4% already this month. A round of disappointing U.S. data releases lately has reignited hopes of interest rate cuts, pushing down on real yields in the dollar, which has served as jet fuel for gold. The U.S. non-manufacturing sector lost steam in February, with a popular ISM survey signaling softer employment conditions and cooling inflationary pressures. Factory orders fell short of expectations as well, painting a picture of a U.S. economy that is losing growth momentum, albeit from a strong starting point. Aside from the pullback in yields in the dollar, another positive force behind bullion has been the record buying spree by central banks seeking to diversify their reserves, as well as purchases by Chinese consumers looking for protection from local property and stock market declines. Whether gold stretches its rally even further will probably depend on what Fed Chairman Powell has to say before the House of Representatives today. Investors usually focus on the Q&A section with lawmakers, where the Fed chief will be grilled on the economic outlook. The risk for gold is that Powell brushes aside the latest slowdown in economic surveys and reiterates that the Fed is not in a rush to cut rates, as most of the hard data remains solid. That might cool the rally in gold prices, although it is unlikely to change the broader positive trend. Crossing into the crypto space, Bitcoin hit a record high of its own yesterday. The king of crypto has been boosted by speculation of lower interest rates, increasing interest from institutional investors, and the prospect of reduced supply growth ahead of next month's halving event. One indication that the Bitcoin rally is being driven by smart money is that smaller coins are nowhere close to their own record highs, which indicates a preference for quality and less volatility among investors rather than simply chasing gains. That said, Bitcoin retreated after it hit new records, dragged down by a decline in the stock market. Shares on Wall Street encountered a rare sell-off, with the S&P 500 losing 1% of its value as traders locked profits on high-flying tech stocks. Apple has been the driving force behind the recent losses. Its shares have lost more than 11% this year, haunted by stagnant revenue growth and a lack of impressive initiatives in the artificial intelligence arms race. Of course, the stock market remains very close to all-time highs, so investors are not panicking either. Over in the United Kingdom, the Chancellor will unveil the government's new budget today. With a general election on the horizon that will almost certainly be a disaster for the Conservative Party, the Chancellor is expected to unveil tax cuts for workers in a last-ditch attempt to win back voters. That could spell good news for the pound, as any cut to income taxes or national insurance would put more money in the hands of consumers, helping to fuel spending and inflation, which in turn could add pressure on the Bank of England to keep interest rates higher for longer. Even in this case, though, any boost might be relatively limited, as there isn't much scope for drastic tax changes. Over in Canada, the central bank is set to keep rates unchanged today, although it might adopt a more cautious tone following recent declines in inflation. On the data front, the latest ADP and JOLTS employment data from the United States will also attract attention. This was the Market Common Podcast at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.